John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Varner is coming to the Hard Rock Atlantic City this coming Friday, and tickets are still available through Ticketmaster.com. Joining us once again, lead singer and chef, Kelly Hansen. Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You know, that actually brings me to a question, as long as I brought that up. If you were not doing this, was there a point in time, were you planning to do something else? I mean, you know, were you studying to be, you know, something, and then ended up in rock and roll?
Actually, I was a senior in high school, and I was starting to worry, like, what am I going to do? I didn't have something chosen. I hadn't picked a passion, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I fell into this by accident.
How did you end up getting into Foreigner, and what the hell was that phone call like?
Well, I hadn't been happy with where I was in my career, and I decided to make a proactive step forward to, like, actively pursue stuff.
Uh-huh.
Instead of waiting for stuff to come to me, as it always had in my past. So I started looking on the internet, and I read about this charity show that Mick had done with some of the guys in Santa Barbara, California. I didn't know what was up with Foreigner. I wasn't actively following what Foreigner was doing, but I thought it was worth inquiring about. So, you know, I've been around, so I made some phone calls, and I was able to get in touch with people at management, and unbeknownst to me, they were thinking about retooling Foreigner, and because it had been dormant since 2002, and this is now 2005. So after some back and forth, they sent me a CD of five of the original recordings, but with no vocals. They said, put your voice on these. And they were coming out to L.A. to knock around some stuff. Maybe they were going to listen to other singers. I don't know. But I said, can I come down on the first day? Tip for anyone who wants to do anything audition-wise, make sure you're the first one in, because as soon as they find someone, they stop looking, you know? So I went in there. We jammed about an hour and a half. I went home. And I found out later that for like about an hour, they were making phone calls, talking to mutual friends, seeing if I was a good guy and what my deal was. So I remember I got home at 6 p.m. They call at 7 p.m. and said, we're booking shows for this weekend. Can you show up tomorrow and start rehearsing? And that was it.
Wow.
And I had 5 days to learn the show.
Now, were Isaac Taylor and Zach upset that you didn't join their band?
Who?
You know, the other Hanson kids.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were.
Now, there's a new box set coming out. It's this live concert that you guys did where, in Michigan?
Yeah.
Did you record numerous shows and decide this is the one that was the best? Or did you listen to this show and go, we don't have to do anything else, this is the whole thing?
We did two shows, and we just pick and chose from each show which songs we liked from each show.
Is there a favorite Foreigner song for you to sing?
No, because I'm not a favorites guy in anything, in food or movies or books. I like to take things individually as they are. And why do I need to, if you have an apple and an orange, why does one have to be better? Why can't they both be something? One day you want an apple, one day you want an orange. Why does one have to be better? Let me just say, though, not many singers have the kind of catalog that I have to choose from. So let's just make it comparable to a very beautiful, ripe bowl of fruit.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Since you aren't the original lead singer, you were probably younger when Foreigner hit. What was your first memory of the band, period?
I don't have a clear recollection of what my first memory of the band was. I'm too damn old to remember back that.
Well, speaking of old, let's talk about Mick. Do you have a favorite Mick story?
He's got so many great stories. But one of my favorites has to do with when he wasn't in Foreigner. He used to play with basically who was the Elvis of France, was Johnny Halliday. And he told me that they were playing in the Middle East or maybe in South America, I'm not sure. And they were out and they got arrested, and they were spending the night in this jail, this local jail. But apparently there was a locust storm that happened that night, and they were sitting in this jail cell with open windows to the outside.
Oh, my God.
And this locust storm came through while they were sitting in this cell. And he told me that they had to hunker down and cover themselves up because it was black with locusts while they were in the cell.
Man, wow.
And I'll never forget that story, thinking about these rock and roll musicians being in this cell, you know, half hung over or whatever, and having a locust storm come in.
Yes, but they're so good for protein.
Oh, yeah, sure. But, you know what? probably, you know, nutty, crunchy. People eat that kind of stuff, sure.
Kelly Hansen of Foreigner is going to be with Foreigner this coming Friday night at the Hard Rock Atlantic City. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Kelly, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.